another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.
It's another beautiful day wherever in the world you are. I'm Melanie Walker in Johannesburg, and with me on the other side of the line, we have Jenny Baxter over in Antibes in France, looking very fresh and spring-like where she is, whereas, of course, I'm in the depths of black despair. No, I'm joking. I'm just wearing black because it keeps the heat in better, which is a lot easier sometimes. How are you doing, Jenny?
Hey, really well, Mel. And you? How's your car? Is it fixed?
No. The wheels are still off. But the nice thing is that it is not in intensive care. It just has a sling on at the moment. We'll work on that. But I'm getting a lot of walking in, which is always great because especially in Johannesburg this time of the year, it's a fantastic place to be walking. But what's been happening, I mean, the one thing I saw as I was about to go to sleep the other night, is that the Gupta brothers have apparently been arrested.
Isn't that fantastic? That, I mean, I don't know how long the extradition is going to take, but just brilliant. And you know, that was South Africa obviously getting Interpol to do the red notice, and UAE have been amazing, and they confirmed yesterday that the Dubai police definitely did arrest the brothers, and that they first compiled enough of a strong case. Mm-hmm. So they didn't just kind of willy-nilly arrest them. They made sure. So it's going to be,
wouldn't have to let them go.
Yes, yeah. So it's going to be so interesting, and you know, I don't know how Jacob Zuma is feeling right now. There's the Free State case later this year, so hopefully the Guptas will be there. And for anybody, I mean, I've noticed all around the world, even the BBC, you know, they're all posting stories about who are the Gupta brothers, what did they mean to South Africa, and basically they stole South Africa. That's the bottom line. They stole all the money. They stole the whole thing involved trillions, which really could have changed people's lives. So if anybody wants to know what happened and catch up, Showmax has a brilliant documentary called How to Steal a Country. And, you know, they've got interviews, everything. It's brilliant. And it's by an award-winning guy who did the Marikana documentary. So.
Yeah, no, let's just hope that some of the money comes back and we can actually start rebuilding KZN, maybe fixing Eskom, everything. Let's just fix this country, people. Let's just stop stealing the money and actually take the money and use it for what it's worth. Even you, Cyril. Cyril, I'm sorry, that money that you've been keeping in your furniture, you can put it into something else, okay? Go help your fellow person.
Yeah, Mal, for people overseas who may not know, Mal's referring to the Falafala farm scandal.
Yes.
Which
belongs to the president of South Africa. Yes,
and it's kind of a wildlife farm. And actually, we've had some pretty controversial articles about him before on, you know, some hunting that's done of animals that shouldn't really be hunted. This time, millions, I think 22.9 million or something got stolen from his farm, and there was a cover-up, and so everybody wants to know why the cover-up. But that doesn't mean we should take attention off Gupta, because, you know, some people are saying, has Cyril just dobbed in the Guptas so that the attention went off of him? But I think both require attention.
All of it. And I mean, even like in the last couple of days, Herman Mashaba, who of course was one time kind of the head of the DA in Gauteng, who went out as an independent and started Action SA, he went and put a video up that I believe has been on the news about where you can go and buy all your employment records and all the kinds of stuff that you need to be able to get jobs or credit loans or this, that, and the other. We can go and get all of this. So of course, this just opens the door for everybody to be able to get lines of credit and go and spend willy-nilly, and people can never find you. And he says, South Africa's in trouble, my friends. My fellow South African, South Africa's in trouble. I'm like, Herman, are you only just working this out now?
Okay, so you're saying they could buy these things that aren't necessarily legal?
They're totally illegal. They're made up of fictitious people as well. And then if you phone a place, it's a prospective employer or the person who's wanting to, like, see if it's okay to get credit, how long has this person been working for you, you phone that number and somebody will tell you that this person that's sitting in front of you has been working for them for 10 years.
Oh,
in a senior capacity, you can give them a line of credit to, like, 100,000 rand. And he says, we're in trouble. Really? Well, it's because people tend to follow the example of their leaders. So I just think that we need better leaders.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, you know what, I think we'll be on the way to getting this country back to where it should be. That's enough of that. So let's get on to the good news. Well, it is good news that they've caught the Guptas. I think that they should be brought back in chains.
Yep. And they must talk. They really must. Give the money back. Yes.
No, money back first, dudes, and then jail. Send them off to not even Robben Island, to that other island where there's nothing, and learn. They can go and learn how to live off the land.
But it would be great if they did implicate all the other people who still have not been put in jail.
Yeah, we're waiting on that one, hey? I don't know how we're going to get it, get everybody in jail. How are we going to do it? How are we going to stop corruption? You know what? If everybody gets behind it and makes people accountable, we can stop corruption. But if everybody sits there and says, oh, there's nothing I can do, nothing will ever get done. It behooves each and every single citizen in this country to go out and do their bit.
Well, it's the same theme that's going with this Irish Ryanair controversy. Of course, you know, the question for South African, for people traveling with a South African passport, the question of being an Afrikaans, of course that is insane. But to prove you're South African, the main point there is that if it weren't for the corruption that created these fake South African passports, we wouldn't be being tested like that. And so that's what really needs to be addressed, is stop these fake South African passports. Stop it.
No, there's been a lot of discussion on people saying, oh, it's because they're anti-South Africans, they're anti-black South Africans, they're anti-this. And I'm like, no, it's because there's so many people who are not South African who can go to Ireland because they don't need a visa to go there, and they have a fake passport. Yeah. That's what it is. And I mean, if you're only fala Portuguese or something and you don't know any Afrikaans at all, well, you know, how are you going to prove that you're actually born in South Africa?
I think the questionnaire should be in multiple languages, and I think people who have other documentation proving it should be okay. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Matric certificate. You can buy all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You can buy all of that stuff. So it's just one of those things. Anywho, what news have you got for expats who are listening in?
We have such brilliant news for everyone in the UK, where, you know, all around the world, people have been battling with trying to get their South African passport renewals. I think now other countries, because of COVID, are also battling as well. But it's been since pre-pandemic that South Africans in the UK have been battling. And, you know, they email, they phone, they don't get answers for, we're talking weeks, months, very frustrating. And yay, thanks to the DA abroad and SA people, enough pressure has been put that they have now announced that South Africans in the UK can apply through a third party now, VFS Global, to get their children's passports, their adult passports, and their renewals. And this is fantastic news. It means no longer do you have to travel to London. They now have interviews in Edinburgh, Birmingham, and Manchester as well. It is an extra £30, but I think anybody would pay £30 just to know that they have communication, that it isn't this Bermuda Triangle of where's my application gone. You can track the whole application online. So it's really fantastic. And I do want to say a big shout out to Daryl Ruart, Darren Bergman, Justin Adams, and Rory Jabba, Dr. Jabba, who all worked towards this happening. We did a petition together. We got over 20,000 signatures, which Daryl Ruart took to Parliament, if you remember, last year. Mm-hmm. And it's all paid off. There's obviously still a long way to go, but it's a relief.
And thank you to you as well for jumping in so quickly with that friend of mine in Cape Town who was having that big issue, and to get her daughter solo from Southeast Asia across to London. They met up 2 days ago in London. So I'm really, really amazing. Happy about that. So awesome, yeah. And then, so it says here, SA versus Belgium. Yeah. Doing what?
Oh, hockey. Sorry. There was a big hockey match yesterday in Antwerp, and we did lose 0-5. However, we're playing again today, And we are to be praised for our great defense. So it could have been a lot worse than 5-0. So, yeah.
Okay, let's not go there. We're talking, of course, not about ice hockey. We're talking about field hockey. Because if speaking in American, hockey immediately means ice hockey, whereas we say ice hockey and hockey. Yeah. I know a lot about hockey. I played for the under 15 E team in boarding school. And I had no pads. So whenever the ball came near me, I was running away from it.
I've still got all the dings in my bones. From those hockey balls.
Yeah, no, don't want to play hockey. Okay, and then Juan Philip Smith. I saw your story about the Seattle Seawolves. Yeah.
Yeah, how divine is that? So he's.
And why do I know about him? Because he's an ex-Queenian. Going on from talking about playing hockey down in the Eastern Cape at GHS in Queenstown, he's a proud Queen's College old boy.
He is 28 years old, and he moved to so he did play for like under 19s, under 20s in South Africa rugby professionally, and then he moved in 2018 or 2019 to America and joined the Seattle Seawolves. And so they've only had major league rugby in America for 5 years. So he was there for about 4 years. He's now got 50 caps, and he's only the 15th person in America to get to 50 caps. So he goes down in history forever, because the Major League Rugby organization is honoring the first 50 to get there. And he's number 15.
That's awesome, hey?
So yeah, well done. So JP Smith.
Cool. All right, let's get on to local good news. And you're talking about something with plants, so I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, do you know Rhenosterfeld?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
I do.
Is it
looks like a lot of the other parts of the Kalahari and the Karoo and the Richtersveld. It's like, you know, that kind of succulent-y vibe area.
Okay. So apparently some of its species are heading for extinction. And to just save one is worthwhile. And some volunteers in Cape Town, they're moving some roads in Bellville, doing some development. And they asked for permission to... because 300 plants were just going to be killed. So they have got their hands dirty and moved the plants and saved them. So well done to them.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like the whole story about making sure that development didn't happen in Roodepoort at the just above the Walter Sisulu Botanical Gardens, where the Albertina Sisulu, one of three places where you'll find that orchid growing, and it's been named for Albertina Sisulu. So we actually stopped the development.
Totally stop the development,
because you can't take those plants out and get them to grow somewhere else. They'll just all die, and that's it. Then it'll be gone.
Well, apparently this particular area in Cape Town should look like Namaqualand. You know, when all the wildflowers come in autumn, it should look like that, but because of development, it clearly doesn't.
You know, talking about development as well, I know this isn't one of the things that you have on your list of things that is happening, is that I'm very sad about the Bertram's Inner City Farm, which we've actually worked on Mandela Day over the years. And it's just, you know, by the FNB Stadium, that area.
Yeah.
And it's been going for over 15 years with this woman who started it and got all the people involved with her has been providing food for soup kitchens and to the school in the area. They've decided, oh no, they're taking the land back, and they started bulldozing. So they've actually gotten rid of that entire farm.
So
and they said, they're going to move it 20 kilometers.
Oh, okay.
They said they'll move it 20 kilometers away. That's not going to be very useful. So anyway, there's, you know, we've been trying to get it to stop. I'm not quite sure what's happening. I'll keep you updated with that. But it would be very, very sad. In fact, you know what? The government should actually be, or municipality should be saying, let us develop this.
Yeah.
Rather than taking it the other way. Then I see here, yes, I saw that Jesse Clegg has been putting up a big thing about a tribute concert. Because, of course, was it yesterday or the day before this week? It would have been Johnny
Tuesday.
Clegg's birthday.
Yeah, he would have turned 69 on Tuesday. We did something which I've always wanted. I don't know why we didn't do it sooner. A page that just has 5 of his top videos. So whenever you want to Johnny Clegg, it's been really popular on social media, you know, whenever you want that connection, because Johnny Clegg, especially for expats, obviously connects us with South Africa. So yeah, all the favorites, including, of course, Scatterlings, which is like an expat anthem.
Well, I used to walk around London with my what was it called? My Sony Walkman.
Yeah.
Listening to that. walking around the streets of London, listening to Scatterlings of Africa. And of course, the first time I ever saw Johnny Clegg was actually at the Melkweg in Amsterdam. I didn't even see him in South Africa before I went over there.
Yeah.
So there's a concert that is happening for him, and that's when on the 17th of July.
The 17th of July, I think it's Sunday.
It's an Ernie Jenny Baxter present.
Yes. Well, me and Nelson. And it's going to have like a biggest lineup of South African musicians from the last 30 or 40 years. So E-Void will be there, Elemental, like some real blasts from the past. And some
so
new people
like
as well.
It'll be like Concert in the Park. Like the Concert in the Park all over again. That was such an amazing concert.
Yeah.
I still have a record for that as well. And then, of course, talking about people who have left this earthly dimension, very, very sad day for broadcasting this weekend with the demise of John Birks.
Yeah.
I think everybody has a story about Birksy. I won't be relating mine here. So.
Oh, really?
Nothing untoward.
Now I really want to know it. Tell me.
I'll tell you off air. Because otherwise, first of all, it just sounds weird. And secondly, the second story might be bragging. But, you know, I mean, I was extremely fond of him. I just thought he was great. I remember sitting and listening to him when I was a teenager and being like completely blown away by the fact that he and Stan Katz, I mean, let's be honest, broadcasting the two greats.
Yeah.
So I feel quite sorry for Stan as well, because I mean, they'd been friends for over 50 years, you know.
Mm.
And just this one thing that happens is, as we get older, unfortunately.
It was beautiful reading all the tributes. I mean, really, John Birks made traffic jams okay. Nobody minded being stuck in the traffic jam, and you know, and everybody just saying how he made their day a better day, made it a happier day. What a wonderful thing to have done, you know.
What was the thing that he used to get people to start like clapping in their cars or hooting or something?
Yeah, and then everybody
smiling.
Else would see each other doing it. Yeah.
So it was like a nice interconnectedness.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Hamba gatle, John Birks, and I hope you're rocking in paradise up there wherever you are.
I remember once I was in a car between Pretoria and Joburg, and he did something like that. And I was so distracted, I lit my cigarette the wrong way around. Such a fright.
Well done, Jenny. There we go. That's fine. Okay, so what is this here with the SA Library photo?
I just love Joburg Libraries. They are so innovative. They just won an award, an international award, over 76 submissions from around the world. They won of the top three winners, so there were three winners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a photo from Lanesia of a child and a grandfather connecting over digital library stuff,
mm-hmm.
and just how, you know, with information technology you can connect generations, that it's not just for the younger generation, and that both can learn from each other. It's a beautiful photo, and they well deserved win. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. And what is, I see you've written here, The Beast, and immediately I start thinking of Beast who plays rugby, but that's obviously not what it's about, yeah?
No, it's about something that we should have done years ago. Remember when you and I went to Thornybush? So, it's an idea that this girl had, and it just so happens that her husband is a script writer, so she gave it to him, gave her idea to him, and they've turned it into a movie called The Beast. It is basically like Jaws on safari. So it's a lion that is the beast. It stars Idris Elba, who is so talented, and his friend is Sholto Copley, who you obviously know from...
He was in District 9?
Yes.
District 8? District 6?
But he's South African. And the whole thing was filmed in South Africa, Northern Cape, Limpopo, Western Cape, Cape Town. And that's coming out, I think it's coming out July or whatever, but we have the trailer on SA People.
On the SA People.
Yeah.
So it's not like The Ghost in the Darkness.
I never saw that.
How could you not have seen it? It was Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas and me working on it. So, I mean, come on.
No, but you weren't in it. If you had been in it, I would have watched it.
Oh, you would have watched it? Yeah. Okay, no, I didn't even get a credit. I was really annoyed about that. None of the second ADs got a credit on that movie. It was really sad. Anyhow. All right, so on the entertainment point of view, we're going to keep an eye out for that. Obviously, How to Steal a Country, which you can go and watch. What else is there on the small screen that we might enjoy?
Well, right now, for anybody in SA or around the world, just to mention again that Senzo, Murder of a Soccer Star, is on Netflix, and right now that trial is happening in South Africa. So it's kind of interesting to watch it on Netflix and then watch it live happening in South Africa to see what's going to happen. And Kelly Kumalo, who of course was his partner at the time and was at the house and is very famous in South Africa, she's just signed up or just finished filming season 3 of Life with Kelly Kumalo, which is going to be on Showmax from about the 5th of July, but then again, you can watch the trailer on sapeople.com right now.
Okay.
She says, because, you know, obviously there's a lot of controversy in South Africa and people are trying to put blame on her. And say that, you know, and she just says, yeah, the people are just sad that it was her that did not die that day.
It sounds very involved. Almost like Daisy DeMelka and that whole thing. Yes. In fact, why that comes to mind, of course, is because Viv for Mark, our favorite blonde who's not so lekker in the head. She's also been writing about Daisy DeMelka. I think you should get her to write for you all the time.
I know. You know that Ted has written a book about Daisy.
Yes, we did discuss it on the reading room.
So
I think we need to make a really interesting movie. Get Baz Luhrmann to come out and direct a movie on Daisy DeMelka. Yeah. That would be quite interesting.
I've never heard of her before.
You didn't know about Daisy DeMelka? Oh my goodness me. You were too busy learning about Volrat Voltemade. What is his name? Voltemade. The one that took his horse into the sea to save people that on a shipwreck. Didn't you not learn about that?
No, I think we had different history in Durban.
Possibly, yeah. It was very much more the English side of things in Natal, yes. Okay, so what have you got coming up on the site that we must be looking out for this next week?
Well, Wednesday, today is World Oceans Day. Mm-hmm. So we've got some information coming up later today on how you can take part this weekend at Blue Lagoon Beach, cleaning up the beach. And also there's a petition for everyone around the world to sign to try and get the governments to increase it from 5% of saving the ocean to 10% of marine protected areas. I mean, crazy that we're even talking 5%, 10%.
What we should just say is just reduce your plastic use. Number one, just reduce your plastic use. That's all.
Yeah, but it's also the fishermen. They say we make such a fuss about straws and everything, but actually that's like less than 1% of the problem. It's really, you know, fishing nets and things like that are...
But any plastic, you know, just rather to get into recycling, we're going to have to start doing that.
In fact, Mel, I saw in South Africa a lot of people complaining to one of the shops, could it be Woolworths, that now has reusable bags?
Yeah, they've had them for ages, yeah.
Yeah, and people were complaining a couple of weeks ago saying, oh, I've got so many of these reusable bags now, you need to make a plan because every time I come I forget and then I've got to get a new one. I just wanted to say we've had it for many, 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 many years abroad. Mm-hmm. You'll eventually get used to it, so... Kind of.
I'm used to it. I mean, I never go shopping without a bag. And people say, do you want a plastic? I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I have a bag. And even if I need to, I will carry everything in my arms and not buy a plastic bag.
Yeah.
I'm so obsessed with compulsive about
that. And I do still forget. Of course, I sometimes forget because I wasn't planning to go shopping or because I'm just scatterbrained a little bit. But
just keep a bag in your bag.
And sorry, and the reason I got so cross is that they were being ridiculous to Woolworths. They were really criticizing them, and I was just thinking, no, stop it. When people try to help, support. Yeah,
absolutely. Get on with it. You know, we've been doing this for years. It's about time that you actually sorted things out yourselves as well. Yeah. Jenny, as always, it's wonderful. I hope that you sort out whatever vet issue that you have. I'm sure it's not you that's going to the vet. That's fine. As long as you're good, my darling.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll catch up with you again next week. Don't forget, people, of course, to get along to sapeople.com. And on Facebook, you go and have a look. What's it? SA People for South Africans and expats all over. But if you just put those keywords
in,
you'll find it on Facebook.
Just at SA People. Yeah,
at SA People. Jenny, have a fabulous week. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Mel. You too. Mwah. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.